what lies on the other side of adversity? What lies on the other side of adversity? When I was at school, one of the things they used to teach you to do, which was very practical really, was to ride a bike. Who else did their cycling proficiency test at school? Yeah, I did. Used to ride around the playground in between plastic bollards, and then a teacher would jump out, very brave if he was, and do the emergency stop. And if you were good enough, and I was good enough, you got like a little circle metal badge that you put on your handlebars next to your horn. Anybody else? But see, you know. Well, obviously, I was then licensed to bike. And I remember parking my brand new bike that my mum and dad had bought me from Speeds. It was red, and it was just the business. And I pulled up along the curb and looked over the shoulder. And you know how you can park it with the pedal just on the curb? So it rests up there. And in those days, I had cardboard bits held by pegs through the back wheels. So it sounded like a motorbike. Anybody else did that? See, toys were cheap in those days. They really were. And I went in the house. The next thing I heard was this almighty crash and bang. And I came out and my brand new bike was mangled to pieces. A lorry had reversed over it. Wow. What lies on the other side of adversity? Well, in that instance, I had to walk for the rest of my childhood. Oh, thank you for that sympathy. I appreciate that. But my life was transformed. When I was 34, I decided that I would go back to university. I was sort of at the height of my management career with Sun Alliance in those days, and everybody thought I'd gone a little bit crazy, but I gave up that job and I went to university. And before I went to university, I had about 4 or 5 weeks during the summer where I could just get used to not doing anything. Well, Noreen came home from work one day and I was so excited. I thought, I know how I can put all this management experience into good use. All this organising, all this planning, all this logistic stuff that I knew about. And she came through the door and she said, I said, Noreen, I've got really good news. I think you could do the housework and the washing and the cleaning much more efficiently than you do it. What lies on the other side of adversity? Well, my life was transformed from that moment on. It was my job. Not only that, you'd have thought I'd have learned my lesson. She said to me one night, "What's on the television, Pete?" I said, "Dust." What lies on the other side of adversity? Well, in that instance, it was a can of Pledge and a duster, and my life was transformed yet again. What is adversity? What does adversity feel like? All of us can know what adversity is, but it's different for all of us. We can have different levels of adversity. Adversity can take many forms. Listen to some of these words. Misfortune, misery, and trauma. Heartbreak, difficulty, and sorrow. Distress, suffering, and trouble. These can be like, can't they, like signposts to adversity in our life. One of the difficult things, I think, with adversity is you don't know how long it's going to last quite often. You don't know whether you're at the beginning of a piece of adversity. You don't know whether you're in the middle, and you don't know if you're at the end. Here's one truth that we all know, is we will all have adversity. If you think you're not, then you're going to have a shock someday. because adversity comes into our life. Adversity comes into our life sometimes by things we do ourselves. We make stupid decisions, we make mistakes, and adversity comes into our life. But sometimes, through no reason of our own, adversity can come into our life. And a scary question to ask is, how long is that adversity going to last? Perhaps even more of a scarier question to ask is, what lies on the other side of that adversity? Not knowing where you are in that season of adversity can suck something out of your life. And it can suck the one thing next to oxygen that we need to live. And that thing is hope. That thing is hope. We can live for quite a while without water. We can live for quite a while without food. We can't live very long without oxygen. But you know, I don't think we can live one day if we don't have hope. What lies on the other side of adversity? Amy Purdy was a 19-year-old student, and she just graduated with a job, was her dream job for all of her life. And adversity came her way. Let's listen to what Amy says about the piece of adversity that she came through. Thanks.